Joining me is violinist Byron Hitchcock. The Walden Chamber Music Society presents a unique musical adventure, the Brahms Clarinet Quintet. It'll be Sunday, April 6th at 3 p.m. at the Steam Plant Theater in Salida. Hello, Byron.
Hello, good morning.
And nice to make your acquaintance, and thanks for talking to me. Another great musical concert from Walden, and I'd like to talk about the music, the Brahms piece, and the performers, but first I'm seeing something. You know, normally at Walden there's an informant's information about the music before the concert, but I'm seeing that there's something much more involved that you're doing, and this is something new. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So we're trying a new approach to a classical music concert here that we're sort of calling a chamber music book club, where instead of multiple pieces that are designed to sort of balance each other out that you come to and can just enjoy off the street, so to speak, we're picking one piece, one great piece that we all love and that we want to learn more about and we want to share more with the community. And then we're sort of designing the event around that. So the first part of it is going to be sort of a book club style where the audience will interact with the musicians. And the musicians can play different parts of the piece back and forth and answer questions, but also sort of help guide them through what the piece is. And then there's going to be a full performance of the piece for them that they can all enjoy together. And it's going to end with a bit of a happy hour out in the lobby to just sort of process the whole thing together. That's the crux of the idea.
Well, that's wonderful. What a great idea. And knowing about the music before you hear it is so nice. You know, any piece of music, no matter what genre, has a story behind it, and sometimes it's lost to the ages, but having a story about the composer or the circumstances or the dedicatee or what the composer was trying to express, it's always fascinating. So great stuff. All right, I'll give out your website, waldenchambermusic.org, to find out more about the Walden Chamber Music Society and this concert coming up, the Brahms Quintet for Strings and Clarinet, April 6th at 3 p.m. I'd like to mention the soloists, or the performers, excuse me. Now, you, of course, violinist. I see Tori Woodrow, violin.
That's my wife.
Oh, okay. Violist Matthew Diekman, and cellist Andrew Kolb, and clarinetist Anna Brumbaugh, if I'm saying that correctly, but all of you together performing this Brahms piece. Would you like to talk about the Brahms Quintet, the center of all this?
Oh, yeah, what a wonderful piece. Brahms liked to write quintets for some reason. There's a bunch of ones with where you'll add another violist to a string quartet or a cello. And this is unique. This is the only one he wrote for clarinet. And I think the only one he wrote for woodwind in addition to a string quartet. And we feel like it's a great choice for this idea. Yeah, there is something about classical music where it really benefits from sustained attention and repetitive interaction with the music. The more you hear it, the more you appreciate it. And this is more true with the Brahms Clarinet Quintet than most pieces. It's instantly enjoyable to hear, but it never sounds old or boring because he put so much thought and depth into how he had all the instruments interact and what themes are paired with which end up backwards and forwards. And on top of that, you were talking about stories being interesting for classical music pieces. And we've been finding as we work on this piece that it really was Brahms's autobiography of his life.
Okay.
There's a whole set of variations in the last movement, and each one of them was sort of a different chapter of his life. And so he's wrestling with sort of, you know, retiring from writing music and what the last part of his life is going to be about. And we find that very meaningful.
Well, would you say that opposed to orchestral pieces, these quartets, quintets, these chamber pieces were composed also because they are more readily performed, perhaps just a group of musicians getting together and just working through this?
Oh, yeah. It's easier to get less people together, right?
Yeah.
To enjoy it. And a lot of them were written, especially back in Mozart and Beethoven's day, for just, we're going to get together and have some fun. We're going to have a tiny little party.
Yeah.
And invite whoever you like, and we'll make some music.
Like a salon concert and a gathering of friends. Well, before we wrap up, Byron, anything else you'd like to add about this concert or the series in general?
Well, I would just say we're really looking forward to interacting with what's already a wonderful audience in Salida who's passionate about chamber music. And we are really looking forward to just seeing how much fun we can have at the event. So, people who don't listen to chamber music much, or people who, listen to symphonies and maybe increase their appreciation for a smaller art form, we encourage them to come and hang out with us April 6th.
WaldenChamberMusic.org to find out more. Students are free, and you can find out about ticket prices at the website. This, again, will be at the Salida Steam Plant. It's the Walden Chamber Music Society Concert Series, Brahms Quintet for Strings and Clarinet, and a much more interactive, I wouldn't call it an informance, it's a book club concert, but of course the website has all of this information. April 6th at 3 p.m. I've been speaking to violinist Byron Hitchcock. And thank you, Byron.
Thank you so much.